summer and not summer. For October, this was a fairly normal temperature at 7:30 in the morning. By noon, it'd likely be in the 90s. The black clouds in the sky also had something to do with the temperature. We were in for one heck of a storm, according to the Channel 7 weatherman, Mark Skurdo. I'd gotten a thunder call from them not even 10 minutes prior, telling me that the storm was headed for my neighborhood. I'd been ecstatic when I found out that the local news did that. Back in Galveston, they had something similar, but still different enough that it was a novelty. In Galveston, they'd call when the hurricanes were approaching. The sharp crack, crack, crack of the tow truck's bed being pushed up and lowered to the ground drew my attention, and I watched and winced as they let the motorcycle practically drop to the ground.
"This is where you want it?"
the operator asked from the controls. James, the unbearably hot man I'd had a crush on since I met him 8 months ago, came from the other side of the tow truck, grumbling, and my heart started pounding a mile a minute. That man was sexy. Today, he was in coveralls that were only halfway on, tied by the arms at his trim hips. The bottom parts of the coveralls were covered in grease, which clearly showed that he'd done quite a bit of work today already. A black wife beater showed off his excellent upper body, allowing the tattoos on his muscular arms to be seen perfectly. His hair was a deep, rich blonde that was cropped closely to his head, and he had a beard. Although it didn't look like much, it had to be as long as his hair all the way around. Normally, I didn't do beards, but this man sure could pull one off with excessive ease.
"Well, since you already dropped it on the ground, guess it's there to stay, isn't it, old buddy?"
James rolled his eyes as he wiped his hands with a red rag.
"Sorry, man. It's not like I can do much with this one. No wheels, you know?"
He shrugged.
"Yeah, I do know,"
James said gruffly. Turning away from the emotion I saw on his face and totally avoiding thinking about what the man did to me, I walked further into the garage, studiously ignoring the sign that said, "Personnel only," and kept scanning the garage looking to see if my brother was in there. He wasn't, but Jack was, and I settled for him instead. Jack fought alongside my brother and was intimidating as hell. He was tall with the sexiest arms I'd ever seen on a man. His nearly black eyes were sharp and all-consuming, and always a little frightening to look into. Walking in his direction, I avoided a car that was on the closest rack, and then two motorcycles in the process of being painted. He looked up when he heard my approach, and beamed when he saw I had his daughter in my arms. Kat was 6 weeks old, and he was even more proud of her now than he was when she was born. Although I hadn't been there for the birth and subsequent celebration with everyone afterward, I did see him once they were home from the hospital, and could tell he was so very proud of not only Kat, but Winter as well. As for why I didn't attend the celebrations, I still wasn't quite sure where I fit in with everyone. Although Sam was my brother, I didn't feel like I belonged. Sam wasn't trying any harder to get to know me now than he had 8 months ago when I'd met him. The men took their cues from Sam and treated me as a nuisance, even though I'd done nothing to deserve it. The wives were nice enough, but I felt so awkward around them that I avoided them like the plague. Winter was the only one who'd even said more than 2 words to me in the past month, which completely surprised me. Once I reached him, I glanced down at his dirty hands and sighed. "I have to go, and Winter is yelling at someone in the office. She handed me Kat, and normally I wouldn't complain about holding a pretty little baby, such as yours, but I have to go to work in less than 20 minutes. His black eyes flicked to mine, and then went back down to his daughter, then his hands, and finally his clothes.
"Can you hold her for a few minutes and let me go change or something?"
I nodded and he left, hurrying in the direction of the bathroom. I'd never been further than the bay doors. I knew that beyond them, there was a down room, but nothing more. The night I came home with Sam, he rented me a hotel room and dropped me and my shit off, and nothing more. Not a single word came out of his mouth, which wasn't surprising since he'd done the same the whole ride home. Once I realized that he didn't like me, I was careful not to say anything the rest of the way home. Normally, I didn't have a problem making friends, but Sam seemed to hate me just because he hated our father, which was so beyond unfair that I didn't even want to think about it. The day after I'd been dropped off in the hotel, I'd walked to a local diner to eat.